Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the JT Fox Network. Today, everyone who's watching this should have absolutely no excuses when it comes down to business or life, because we have one of the most extraordinary, positive, a person that just shows that if he can do it, anybody can. And his spirit, his energy, his drive, and his determination to see things and overcome any obstacles should be a reminder to all of us of all ages that nothing is impossible. He's been featured on a great documentary on Netflix. He's a very accomplished athlete. He's an amazing speaker, and he has no legs. And I say that last because you would never know, because he just simply doesn't quit. Zion Clark, it's a huge honor to have you here. First of all, welcome.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's cool to be on here.
So I was just going to say, you're a millionaire, but you have no legs. And then people who have legs complain all the time that why am I not more successful or that. What do you say? Because I'll be honest with you. If I had what you had, or, you know, I know people that are blind and the clients have no arms and no legs as well. And they're some of the most positive people. And we who have legs, and, you know, God gave us all these abilities, we just can't complain about what we don't have. Where does this positivity, where most people would just be miserable, you are more positive than all of us?
You know, man, it's a mindset thing. You know, it's to get where I'm at is really just like anybody else. You know, you gotta stay down. You gotta stay diligent in what you believe in. And, you know, with my situation, you know, it's a little different, but either way, it's the same thing. We all got to deal with certain struggles, and it's how we overcome them and how we push forward.
Do you ever say to yourself, like, what would I be if I had legs? Do you think you'd be a better wrestler? Do you think you'd be more successful yet if you had legs?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever think about it? Like, do you ever look at it or just say, like, does it ever put you down? Now that you've had success, you're a phenomenal speaker, you're well-known, you're recognized all over. But do you ever, even though you have success, wonder, like, what if I had legs, right? And does that put you down, or is your mindset just 24/7 super positive?
I'm just like everybody else, but those aren't the thoughts that I'm thinking. I'm thinking of how I can get to where I want to be at. You know, it's not like the negative, if I had legs, would things be different? No, I mean, yeah, it ponders my mind a little bit, but at the end of the day, I don't really care to think about it.
But what about when you meet people with disabilities, right? Because they're not as accomplished or successful as you and, you know, probably wonder why me, right? It's, you know, like, which is unfair, you know, and God has a plan for a different one. And obviously your gift to this world is, you know, when I saw your documentary, I'm like, man, what an amazing guy, you know, what an amazing guy. And I was inspired. It takes hard for me to inspire because it was like your drive and your will to win. And it's just like, you know, who wrestles with no legs and ends up being one of the best? Like it was kind of a, like, what's my excuse? That I watched that and inspired me to become better, you know, because I looked at it, but I'm like, I should have nothing to complain. And I remember watching the day I did it, and I had a great day the next day in business. And I was just like, you know, very that. But when you meet other people who have disabilities, and forget that they're inspired by you, because obviously you're the beacon example, what do you say to them that maybe, what do you have that maybe they didn't have or instill into them that wants them to just see past that?
I mean, shit, if you want me to be honest, I talk to everybody like they're just regular person.
Other people are inspired by you. Like, I imagine if I had no legs or disability, I'd be like.
With that being said, you know, I've met a lot of disabled people, but like, they're not always, they just want to shake my hand. You know what I mean? But like, I don't always have things to say to people, because with my actions of what I do, that speaks for itself. You know, one of my biggest philosophies is you can be an inspiration without saying it. And that's what, you know, I've built the speaking base and all this, but I'm also an athlete, and that's where I got my start in the first place, was by being a man of action. And that's why people are like, oh shit, if I can do this, if he can do this, I can do this.
Where does it come
and so
from?
When I meet people, I just talk to them, I shake their hand, I have a cordial conversation, And I keep it moving. And for them, just getting the chance to speak and see how well I do and continue to watch, that's what inspires them.
The funny part about this is that when you speak, and I've watched several of the videos, it's like, you don't talk about it. Like, just like now, like, I'm making a big deal out of it because it is a big deal for everyone watching. Yeah. Right. And you're like, I don't, you know, I'm just me and that is what it is. But I think that's what makes it powerful, because you're not acting like a victim. You're acting like the victor. And we live in a society where a lot of people will go and say, oh, I'm so sorry. You have no life. Oh, I'm so sorry. Right. And that pity, and people, because yeah. they get attention. You don't want that attention. You're like, look at what I've accomplished. Not because I have no legs, yeah. because I like to win, right? Is that your mentality?
I kind of, yeah. For a sense of, I never really cared that I had legs or not in the first place. So my thing was, if I could win at something, I'm going to keep trying to win at something. You know, and if I can win, I can win. If I can't, I can't. You know, just like I have probably the most simplistic mindset.
And which, by the way, it's almost like you have a simplistic mindset. I have a goal. I'm going to make it no matter what. And then you have people who have legs and are, you know, live in the United States, let's say, you know, they have benefits that obviously, I don't know if you've been to Africa. There are people who walk 6 miles to go get, you know,
yeah,
like, right. Right. And they live 12 in a house and they're most happiest people and they don't know what they know. And we as a society blame everybody else. We don't take accountability. And we're blessed to for anyone watching, there's a lot of people here who did not have the same opportunities as we do living in this country or in a first world country. And despite that, there's a sense of entitlement and victim mentality. And we complicate things where maybe mindset is a very simplicity. There's a goal. You do whatever it takes with no excuses. That's your philosophy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm in the same way too. And that's what I kind of like about you, because by not talking about it, it doesn't become, well, I can't do what he does because I can't relate. It's kind of like, no, I don't even talk about it. It's not about that I have no legs. It's that I have a goal. And in any situation, people are disadvantaged in all kinds of situations, right? I mean, same yeah. can be said about Steph Curry in basketball, small guy. So I better make sure I shoot the ball and don't miss, right? So you find that superpower. What is your superpower that made you as an athlete, like, that's how it started, right? To make you a winner and one of the greats at what you do. What's your superpower?
Man, you know, I just, I don't enjoy being under pressure, but like the harder the situation is, the more I've seen that I tend to produce. And I think that stems from wrestling, because I've been in matches and in amateur fights and sparring sessions where, man, sometimes it starts getting hot in there, you know, and it gets to a point where, like, either you're about to lose and literally get beat up, or you're gonna get up and start executing things that you know how to do, so you can either stay alive in the fight or push past to stay alive and win. And that's my power, you know. I'm always like, you knock me down, I'm going to keep getting up in the most physical, literal sense.
How many matches do you think you lost in wrestling when you did it, if you had to count?
Oh, probably like 200 before, right. I won, but I've won like probably 40 or 50 matches where like there's some of the best guys in the country.
Right, right. No, you know? What I'm saying is your mindset.
So like, it's like it's such a contrast.
Right, right. But when you lost a match, did you say to yourself, I lost, I didn't perform my best, or if I had legs, I would have done better? And were you bothered by losing, right? Because a lot of winners are bothered by losing. I personally hate losing more than I love winning. How did you approach to the losing, you know, to move forward? Because obviously you move forward because you won some of the biggest matches. So how did you approach losing?
Well, you know, it was just kind of just like I said, it is what it is, you know? My coaches really helped me tune in and figure out how to break down what went wrong and build from there. You know, sometimes some people lose and they get so enveloped in the actual loss, they don't go back and look at what they just did to see how they can improve themselves. And that's what I was doing. I was always looking back and seeing what I could do better. And slowly I developed a certain skill set. And then that became my main attack points for being on the mat.
Where has this mentality come from? Is it your parents? Is it self-made? I mean, people look at me and it's not my parents. In fact, I did the opposite. And I think that's what made me successful. So where does that drive and that mindset come from when you look back at it?
Shoot, I would say, you know, I've always been kind of just real stubborn, you know, for the longest. Even my girl calls me stubborn. My family does, like, cause like, I'm not one. I'm gonna keep biting at the nail until there's nothing left. So I've always been like that as a kid. I've taught myself how to ride a bike. You know, I've just always been like that, you know, given like I wasn't perfect. I'm still not perfect now, but all in all, I feel like I've been kind of the same way since I've been a kid, and I've never really changed for the fact that I've gotten older.
What do you want to accomplish that you're looking to the next goal, right? So you have, you know, you made a name for yourself in wrestling. You know, you've been featured on every major news media. Your documentary was rated one of the best. You're a very accomplished speaker. I'm also speak around the world. What's next for you? And are you looking for the next challenge? And
The UFC is probably next for me.
No way. I know Bruce Buffer. I know Bruce Buffer.
I don't know. I met Bruce too. I've talked to him a few times.
Solid guy.
Yeah, man, I've been really building my status as a fighter and building respect and learning from all the best fighters around the planet, from Anderson Silva to Mike Perry to Rampage Jackson to a whole bunch of cats, you know, communicating with McGregor and John Jones. You know what I mean? You know,
what do they tell you, right? Because what do they tell you? Because at the end of the day, they have legs, and you know what I mean? Like McGregor can kick. That's his shtick. And then so what do they tell you that they give you advice that, because they can't, no one can relate to you. And I don't think very few people on the planet can even relate to you. So what do they tell you that you take into and say, I'm going to put this into the ring, in the octagon?
You know, every time I've trained with these guys or talked to them, it's, you know, when you're both martial artists, especially you, like, I've been a martial artist now for about 20 years when you look at, you know, they've been in it longer, you know, with that being said. So with all in all, it's more just like we have mutual respect. Like, they're not trying to necessarily give me advice. They're like, if you want to work, let's find out what you're good at. And that's how we do it, you know. They show me, they respect me, they talk to me as if we're equals, and I really respect that because I've really busted my ass to get there. So with that being said, if you want to work with me, then yeah, let's get dirty, let's get down, because I'm trying to get better.
What do you think your greatest strength is, and what do you think your greatest weakness is?
I don't know. I never really look at that. Yeah, I just try to just move.
No, but in general, in life, we all have weaknesses, right? There's strengths. We all have strengths. And so,
my strength comes in my athletic ability. I wouldn't even be here talking to you if I didn't have any sort of athletic ability. And let's be real about that.
Yeah, that's true. And you are very, very buff, very gifted. And by the way, is it a different workout regimen? Because obviously the legs are a big part of the workout. So you have to,
I mean, for fighting, we don't lift as much as you would think. It's more of actually being in there and working the technique and conditioning. So with that being said, yeah, no.
How long would it take for you to choke me out? How long would it take for you to choke me out? How long would it take for you to choke me out?
Not long at all.
By the way, let's set up a special event. You come in. And then say, you get choked out by Zion. And that's your brand. I'm like, hey, I'm branded. I got choked out by Zion.
Yeah, so somebody sues me.
Yeah, that is true. By the way, they'll take those chains off of you.
Right. Put different ones on.
So you're eager to, like, you go to a lot of people and is your kind of like edge, like you love the competitiveness of it, or you love the journey of it, or you love the process of understanding to figure out how with what you have, what's going to be your angle on there? Like, you see?
I like to fight, bro. I've been, before all the fame and shit, I grew up in the streets and I had to fend for myself. And now I've like grown that in my wrestling, and I came up with some really rough ass cats that are my closest friends. And, you know, my thing is, you want to teach me something that I don't know, show me, because I'm gonna log it immediately and add it to my arsenal, and then I'm gonna see if it works for me. If it doesn't work for me, then I'm gonna figure out a different way of my own, or I'm gonna keep it going. But either way, it's the process of getting better at my craft. If that makes sense.
That's what the greats do, right? I mean, I interviewed
Phil. Like, I want to be the top dog. You know what I mean? So if you're gonna get in my way of that or waste my time, I ain't messing with you. So, you know, I keep that very strict for myself.
I interviewed Phil Jackson at my event, and I asked him, what's the difference between, you coach a lot of people, but those who have it and those who don't. And he goes, sometimes people with a background of some sort, it's like they hold on to a grudge and they use that grudge to fuel them to become better. And then there are other people that they can't handle it. And so they just rather not deal with the pressures of life. So they just, you know, they just give up and they give up on their talent and then they just settle. Right. Or they'll, you know, people say like Kobe, or he says Michael, it says they just, yeah. it was never good enough because you can always better yourself. And that's the great athlete. That's the great athlete in you. Have you translated that into the business world? Have you ventured into the business world? How is that different from the sports world?
When it comes to business, you know, my face is my business. You know what I mean? Let me put that simply. You want me to show up somewhere or do something, you know, there's a fee. You know, as to put it simply, I don't know how any other way to put that. But I've built my brand. I've built my name, my name is my brand. Big Z is my brand. I've built that up to a point where you want me to go on a stage in Germany like I just was, or go talk in Africa where I was at, in South Africa. You know, it's there's certain things that I got to make sure that all work for me. And over the years, you know, I started small. I was doing, I was talking to small little groups of people. You know what I mean? Now the biggest I've talked to is like 8,000 people. You know, so.
And I think that's the part, right? I mean, the part of what you said is a lot of people should listen to is that it doesn't start with 8,000. You know, it starts off with the small. And because you did small and probably gigs that you look back, there was not a lot of people, you build the brand and you ascend up. You think that everybody now just expects that, hey, I want to speak. I'm going to speak to thousands of people. And they're not willing to go backwards to gain forwards, right? And to pay dues in a way. What are your thoughts about the process, right? Because it sounds like as an athlete, the same thing.
You're not going to be, unless you're an artist and you drop a hit song overnight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Which does happen pretty often, you know, but unless you're in that category, it doesn't work like that. It just doesn't.
Your brand is no excuse. What does no excuse mean to you? What does that embody?
Everything that we just talked about on what I explained, on taking, just working your ass off and taking everything, being accountable for the actions that you take. You know, it's a lot of people, they don't succeed because they're stuck in their own failures. And like I fail, I just look at it and go, whatever, and I keep it going, you know? And that's pretty much what no excuses is. Like, don't feel sorry for yourself. Hold yourself accountable and bless your butt till you drop.
Who's the person, a couple more questions, the person that you've met that you were most inspired of being around them, right? Like you were around them and you learned a lot and inspired you and you think it made you better.
I don't have people like that. You know, I grew up very secluded, you know, if that makes sense.
Well, have you met Michael? Have you met Michael Jordan?
But here's the thing. Those people... I've never been like, I don't care if people hate me for it or not. I don't care.
No, I mean, it's very honest.
You know what I mean?
So what inspires you though? So like sometimes we look up to people. Oh, Elon Musk.
A better life for myself inspires me, man. I've seen the darkest sides of humanity. I just want to feel happy and be healthy. And that's all I care about.
Final message to everyone watching. You got people all over the world, a lot of people watching, and the message that you want to put out there and be remembered, what would that be?
It would be, you know, go at your own pace. You know, everybody has that special talent that they all can be wildly successful at. Why not take the time to fail and learn and grow to the point where when you try it for that final time, you never fail again? Stay diligent and like use my no excuses, because you know that could be an ironclad way of holding yourself accountable. You know, you go to quit, say no excuses.
Well, I'm going to share this.
Feel sorry, no excuses.
I'm going to share this. I don't normally share this as well, but I think everyone should check out your website because it's a journey of a story. Whether you want to have him speak or check out his stories and his accomplishments and his memoirs and getting his book, because I think you can learn from a lot of different people. But what I have learned here today, that you need to worry about you. You need to look in the mirror and say, how can I become better? Distract all the noise. And rather than looking up to other people, look up to yourself, to the next version of yourself, and have no excuses along the way as well. And be a victor, don't be a victim. And, you know, we're all put on this planet for different things. And I know you're successful because I have the same watch as you. And had I known you were going to wear that watch, I would have got it then, and we could have been Cartier brothers.
I'm dead.
So Zion Clark, you can go to zionclark.com. And I know there's a lot of promoters and people. I think you guys need to check out social media, 1 million followers on his Instagram as well. And it's pretty amazing to see his athletic accomplishment, his drive. He's relentless. He just has no excuses. And you will never become successful if you have excuses. When you get rid of excuses, you'll find your result. And if he can do it, then you should just have no excuses. So that is Zion Clark. Thank you so much for being on. If you like this, share this interview to other people, inspire other people. You know, it's interesting because the authenticity and the realness is definitely shown here today. Like, subscribe, wherever you see this as well, spread the word, because we need more people like this spreading positivity. So much hate, so much negativity in the world as well. And focus on you. And at the end of the day, you can achieve anything you want. So thank you so much for being on. That is Zion Clark as well. And hit him up on Instagram and send him a message of this, because we all need heroes, models, and mentors in our life. And he's definitely someone everyone should look up to. And he's only just beginning. And I can't wait to see it. Thank you, Zion.